as a vet, has been involved with us. She's now even on our board of directors. Yeah. So she's really in this ministry.
Yeah.
But a little more about a vet. Before we knew her, she was kind of a celebrity in her own right in the city of Minneapolis. Tell them what you did.
So I was a DJ at a local radio station called KMLJ. It was a rap radio. It was a hip-hop show. So I got to interview lots of fun people and play music. And just, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how I got kind of involved with this show today.
Yeah. Well, we're glad to have you and your expertise.
Thank you.
And about me, I was a pastor, and we had done a course at the church I worked at called the Alpha Course. And during the Alpha Course, I highly recommend the Alpha Course to anyone who wants to have a better understanding of Christianity, but doesn't want to go anywhere where you're going to have something shoved down your throat or you're going to have something preached at you. This is a very, very low-key course, and everybody can answer questions, and they listen to a talk, and if you don't agree, we want to hear that you don't agree. It's just be real and go through the course. And we were doing that course, and it was really going well at the church. We had like 300 people go through the course at a time. It was just really something. People were loving it. And when you do that course, you invite Holy Spirit to come, and Holy Spirit comes, and people were starting to give prophetic words and have dreams and share them, but nobody had been trained up to use these gifts. And so it became my job to do the training, you know, like, okay, train people in this. And I was operating in some of it, but hadn't ever really been trained myself. And so to train other people was a worrisome thing for me. And so I asked the Lord to send me somewhere where I would find some people who knew how to do these things, that it would line up with Scripture, that it would be a healthy training, you know, that it would not be some real strange stuff, because there's some weird stuff out there.
Yeah. Were you dreaming a lot before you took the course?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I always dreamt a lot. Gary and I have been married since 1983. Wow, that's a long time. but we had, when we were first married, we would sit and compare dreams, and we would know things, and we called it ESP. Although both of us grew up in the Christian church, the churches we grew up in taught us that these things don't happen and that this isn't God. So we just thought, well, I don't know what it is, but we were dreaming about the same things. We would compare notes and things would happen that we dreamt about. So I've dreamt all my life, but never had a grid for it being God until this point. And so as people, I'm looking for the training. I was invited to something where I was going to hear from some people at Streams Ministries, which was a man named John Paul Jackson, had this ministry called Streams Ministries, and they talked about hearing God's voice. And he was a pastor, and it was very healthy. It was taught well. It was very good stuff. And I'm like, well, I don't know. I'll at least come and see it. I wasn't sure I wanted it. And I went and listened to them, and they interpreted a dream for me, and it blew me out of the water. Like, I'd had a dream right before that, and I couldn't shake it. I knew this was an important dream, but I had no idea what it was about. And they interpreted it for me, and it's just like, okay, there's something to this. And it's not just that it was a good interpretation, but it does something way down deep inside of you. Oh, this is good. This is God. He's talking to me. And so that I really got my attention. Mm-hmm. And so then my husband and our, at then time, 12-year-old son or 11-year-old son went down to Chicago from Minneapolis, and we attended the class called The Art of Hearing God. And that was one of John Paul's classes. And we took two of my employees as well, people who worked for me at the church, and we all were blown away. It was amazing. It was three straight days. And this kid was, our son with us was like just a little kid, and he sat through the whole thing and loved it. And he said, you know, if they would teach like that in church, I'd want to go to church. And we're like, wow, okay, we got to bring this up. So we started training that.
Yeah,
that
kind that's of a thing. Great class.
It is a great class. Mm-hmm. And then there was a class that followed that called Understanding Dreams and Visions. And so then I took that, and, you know, you've taken that course. Mm-hmm. And then you, then it, what it does is unlocked some dreams in me, and I started remembering my dreams and writing my dreams down. I would encourage all the dreamers out there that if you are dreaming, keep a notebook by your bed, and even if you're just writing scribbles in the middle of the night, write stuff down so that you can remember the dream and go back to the dream. Do you keep a dream journal?
I do. I keep a dream journal, but sometimes in the middle of the night, I find it easier to voice record it, you know?
And on your phone?
Yeah, on my phone, and it's just easier. You can speak. You don't have to turn on the light, and so, and then I can go back and look at it later.
And can you understand what you just said?
In the middle of the night, you mean? Yeah. Oh, sure, sure. I'm awake enough to know, you know, but yeah.
I can't wake up that well. I've tried doing that, and I can't really understand what I'm saying. So I actually lay in bed and go, okay, God, I know this is an important dream. Help me remember it in the morning. I mean, I kind of rehearse the dream, but I do try to wake up sometimes. I used to have a notebook by my bed that lit up. It still didn't help. I just really have a hard time waking up.
Yeah.
But there are journals. I mean, we've got some journals here that some people can write them down. I actually keep mine in on my computer in a software called Evernote.
Yeah, I do that
as well. That now? Mm-hmm. Okay. So then once I am awake and I'm up the next day, I do it as early as I can, but I type it out. And then you can keep track of all your different dreams. You date them and you put a title on them. Yep. And
it's really great because, like today, and I was looking for one of my dreams, I just typed in river and the dream popped up about you. And so it's really easy when you dream a lot to go be able to go back years if you, you know, just pop up a dream real quick versus looking through journals. Like, what journal did I put this dream in?
Oh, you know, the reason I keep it in my computer is I probably have 7 or 8 journals all over the place. And it's just nicely organized in my computer.
Yeah, for sure.
So the dream that you sent in to Gary, was that your calling dream that we've talked about?
No.
Oh, that wasn't that dream either.
No, uh-uh.
Well, one of the things we want to know when we're interpreting a dream is why did God, first of all, did this dream come from God? Because not every dream comes from God. But there are dreams that you just know are really important and something spiritual is being said to you. Well, wherever you are spiritually, you'll know the difference, don't you? I mean, it just has a weight to it.
For sure.
Yeah. And a lot of times there's something we call self-conditioned dreams, or there can be warning dreams, or there can be correction dreams, or direction dreams, or calling dreams, which are to help you understand what the call on your life is.
Mm-hmm.
And Yvette had an amazing calling dream. How long ago did you have this dream?
You know, I feel like maybe more than 20 years ago.
More than 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You must have been about 3 or 4 years
old. Yeah, 3 or 4.
So tell us what the dream was. Sure. I think this is a great dream. I've heard the dream, so I won't be interpreting it fresh, but this is a great dream.
But when you talked earlier about how you just know something resonates, like this is a dream, like I said, I had it many years ago, but I don't have to look up my notes. I know this dream and I remember where I was when I had it. I remember where I worked, everything. So I have this dream. I'm at a community pool and everybody is having a really great time. It's like kids and parents. It's just a lot of fun. And then all of a sudden, these things in black come and they start shooting into
the
pool.
Things in black, what kind of things were they?
I couldn't see them. They were just all in black. Like heavy artillery, like if you were like in the army or something, but just black military kind of, but no faces. It was just all black. And they're shooting.
So you couldn't see their face.
Mm-mm.
Okay. That's important. Because when you can't see something's face, either a good thing or a bad thing, it's something spiritual, usually an angel. So either a good angel or not a good angel. Mm-hmm. So that tells me those are not good angels.
Yeah.
Probably.
And actually before that, someone shoots the kid like right in front of me in the pool. So I see the kid get shot and then like kind of like the trail of blood. Ugh. And then.
And so is it bright light and color or?
At first, when the pool, the community pool, it was bright and it was fun. but then it's kind of chaos. And so I say to myself, who would do this? And then I realized it's Satan, it's the enemy. And so people are like pulling dead kids out of the water, they're running, it's just chaotic. I get out of the pool, and it's like I said, it's now I see these things in black. And so I run out. And
so before that, you saw the kids dying, but you right. didn't see who was shooting them.
Correct.
Okay, so when you're getting kind of out of the pool, that's when you see them.
Yep.
Okay.
And so I'm running away. Like, everyone is running, but I'm just like, okay, I got to get out of here. So I run out of the pool area, and there's kind of, like, the best way I can describe it is like a parking ramp. You know how there's levels, and you go up to the next level? It's like that. So I go up, and then the things in black are there. And so I run out, I go up another level, and the things in black are there. And that just keeps going on. And then finally I get back to the pool area, and it looks like nothing has happened there. It's clean, it's quiet, no one is there. I walk in, I look to my left, the things in black are coming. I look to my right, the things in black are coming. The wall is behind me, and the pool is in front of me. And so I think, well, I'll get in the pool, but then I realize that's not safe either. So I'm like, okay, well, I guess this is it. This is it. And so I stop, and I'm kind of bracing myself like this, and the things are coming in, and then they just dissolve like dust on either side of me. And I look up, and there's this angel. She's so pretty. She's like beautiful, and she's Asian. And I look at her and I say, why couldn't I stop them? And she says something like, it was your heart, but I don't understand it. And so I try to slide down the wall like, I'm done doing this. I can't do this anymore. And she's like, nope, you have to get going. And she helps me up. She doesn't let me fall down. So she helps me up. And she's like, you have to keep going. And so she leads me to this door that's still in the pool area, but the door has all this icky, like, grimy stuff. And for my friends that know me, I am a germaphobe. And so it is nothing that I would ever yeah. touch in real life, right? So I get ready to touch the door, and somewhere my friend Kelly, she pops up, and she's like, are you going to touch that? And I'm like, I don't have any problem with it. And so the angel leads me to the door. I open the door, and it's this really bright, beautiful world, but it's dirty. It's like junk. Is everywhere, but the sun is shining so bright. And I turn back, I look at the angel, and she doesn't say anything. She just assures me, like, and then she says, you have to go get another kid.
You have to go get another kid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's the end of the dream.
And that's the end of the dream. Yeah.
Wow. And at that point, were you working for the ministry you worked for with teenagers?
I was working for Young Life at the time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so, what did you title the dream?
What did I title the dream? Probably Go Get Another Kid.
Go Get Another Kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so what that is cool is that is a calling dream. Mm-hmm. And that's the call in your life. Go get another kid.
Yeah.
And that really, it puts it in a nutshell. It's a great dream. It's about you. And the call in your life is to go get another kid.
Yeah.
And, but in the dream, so you are in the pool, which is the kind of the place of humanity where everybody's gathering. Things are good, but then you realize that kids are being taken out.
Yeah.
And you don't even know what's going on. You just know you're seeing these lives being taken out. And as you want to leave, it's not fun yeah. when you see what's happening to our youth and what's happening to kids.
Yeah.
So you just soon get out of it. And you start to realize it's a spiritual issue. Mm-hmm. It's not just a people against people issue. This is a spiritual issue. And there are some ungodly spirits that are after our kids, but they were also after you.
Yeah.
And you tried to go, and you tried to work yourself in different levels. You're trying to go to higher, as best you could. You work yourself up to a higher place, but they were still there. You
yeah.
couldn't escape them.
Yeah.
So you go back to the place of where the community is, where humanity is, the people that you engage with, and the enemy tries to come at you again, and you're just going to resign. You kind of resign to this.
Yeah.
This is nasty. This is awful, but this is the way it is.
Yeah.
And you didn't have any, you weren't looking for help, but help was there all along.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the fact that she was big and beautiful, and she just dissolved the enemy. That's such a beautiful picture of what God has done for you, even without you knowing what God was doing.
Yeah.
And so you have an angel, and it's that when you see an angel like that, that's with you and protects you, that's an angel that's with you always. That's an angel assigned to you.
That's so comforting.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like she'll come and go. She's there for you. Mm-hmm. And she probably always has been. I mean, you could ask God. But then the assignment, even though it's a dirty world.
Yeah.
And the world was created to be beautiful, but you see all the slime. And you got to go after things that you don't like and that you have to push yourself through because it's about getting another child out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that resonates with me even till this day. You know, like even now, just that just resonates with me. So it's like I had the dream last night.
It is a call in your life.
Mm-hmm.